This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
Bad news yesterday with this Liam Payne story. I know you've seen it. You've seen some of the reports on it. Liam Payne, former member of One Direction when they were together. And still, you know, has a music career, or did. And then yesterday it was revealed that he had fallen to his death in Argentina.
Well, and first they said it was three stories up. And I just kept thinking, like, in my head, because when I was married to an orthopedic surgeon, right, he would always say, like, there's injuries based on how many stories. And so I was like, oh, he must have gone head first, right? Because he was three stories up. And, I mean, obviously that's critical. But, like, first story is, like, broken ankles and all this stuff. Second story is internal injuries. Third story is obviously critical and may die. So I was like, oh, man, he probably. But then I heard it was the fourth story.
Yeah.
And there's just no coming back from that.
All right. I'm looking at a picture of the hotel. I had not seen this until right now. It is the fourth story. They have the balcony circled on here, if this is accurate, you know.
Yeah.
And it is outdoors. We thought, Carson and I were talking earlier, and Carson mentioned to me that he thought it was inside the hotel, but it wasn't. It was outside. It's just a courtyard, so it's still part of the hotel out there, but it's a courtyard. And it is the fourth story. And again, probably the way you land, even if you fall 12 feet, you know. Off a ladder, let's say. But this is just a horrible story. But from all indication and all reporting this morning, he was totally wasted.
Yeah.
Just wigged out on drugs. They have found drugs and paraphernalia in the room. Loads of alcohol, they say. And now there's even a report that they're searching for the person that sold him the drugs, and they think they know who it is.
Did you guys see the video an hour before he passed away with that girl in his room?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was just really weird because he was kind of snippy with her. There's a girl in the room. They have this they're obviously in the presidential suite, and they're having some food. And so he says, "Is this your hat?"
I have that audio on number two. If you
you do? Okay, yeah. Here it is.
Hang on 1 second. Got it.
Good morning, everybody. Here's a little video of me. It's rude to put hats on the table.
Sorry.
Is this your hat?
Yeah.
Children. A lovely day here in Argentina. This is the breakfast table.
I'm just eating an orange.
Just enjoying coffee and breakfast, even though it's like 1 p.m.
Literally, we sleep in every day until at least 12. We're such losers.
No.
So in the video, so let me just set it up again. It is that they're at a very long table in the hotel room, and this really pretty blonde is sitting there, and he's kind of just like, "Is this your hat?" He says to her, he's like, we don't put hats on the table. And then he calls her a child. And then when she says, "We sleep until noon," she says, "We're losers." And you could tell it's like, you know, F you kind of in his head.
Yeah. Like, I'm over your attitude.
Yeah, like, we're not losers. It kind of like made him switch in a second.
Yeah, and some of, since this video came out, some of it's changed a bit. This girl, now they're saying, now, who knows what the truth is? What you're saying, Jamie, what I'm about to say, what, nobody knows. Nobody really knows. Eventually, we'll find out. But the story is now that girl that was in that video left yesterday morning. Left Argentina. She's not even down there now. I saw that report. Now, I don't know if it's true. They're saying, and like Jamie, I shared this yesterday. They said this was an hour before.
Yeah.
Is what they said in the thing. But if you look
They're obviously in Argentina.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the video, if it's an hour before, because he's completely sober, it looks like in this, right?
Yeah.
And then to go to this, what they're describing now is just absolutely crazy that he's smashing computers, going, it's hard to believe that he could have gone from that right there, what we just played, to what we're hearing now in an hour.
Yeah.
That's just weird, isn't it?
It's nuts.
It's just weird.
It's sad.
And again, we don't know what the true story is. Nobody is going to know for a while until they do their investigation.
You know, I have to be honest with you. I don't remember him.
You don't?
No, I actually, I don't. I thought when they said Liam, I don't know why, I thought he was the one on The Voice. What was that guy's name?
Niall Horan.
Liam, Niam. Yeah. Okay.
I thought Niall. It was Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, I just heard the name Liam first. Yeah. I'd heard that Liam had died, and that's the first person I thought of. It's the first Liam came to mind, you know? But yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't have named him if I had to name, like, One Direction members.
Yeah, and I looked him up to see, like, it was, you know, who he dated or whatever, and it was all girls I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
You know? So he was, like, the forgotten.
Didn't somebody write a book or something that he's very upset about?
He's really upset about his ex-fiance, which is Maya Henry. And apparently they've had issues as of late within recent weeks that she actually had to get somewhat of a, not restraining order, but she had to send him a cease and desist because he was blowing up her phone with text messages, relentless.
Obsessive.
Like from different phone numbers and even like reaching out to her friends and stuff and badgering them about it. So.
And then, of course, there's the one that I love, that my favorite theory is it was P. Diddy who did it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knew too much. He knew too much.
Yeah. Wasn't there a book?
I looked that up.
I saw that there was a book that she put out that had some details in there that he was not happy with. Who knows what happened here?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.